This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, talking about the recent renovation of the main terminal at the Portland Airport, PDX, and Vince Granato, Chief Projects Officer at the Port of Portland, on with us. Vince, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So a lot of people are very happy with the way this project came out. This has been a long time coming. Tell us more.
It has been. We've been at this thing for a while. It's been very gratifying to see the reaction to everybody. Obviously, we've been watching it grow for, you know, the last 6 or 7 years. And to have it really come together as well as it has, it's been terrific. We really started this project. It came out of a master plan in 2011. We knew that we needed to grow the airport and fix that main terminal area. And so we've been at it for quite a while, a long evolution to get to this point. But the results to this point have been really terrific.
And one of the challenging things I would imagine is that you've got to do all this work in stages because you've got to stay operational, while you're doing it.
Right. We just didn't have the luxury to be able to build a new airport at a new location and open the airport one day and close the old one the next day. So, you know, one of the great things that the team came up with was this concept to build the main roof off-site, so just on the other side of the airfield. So it was constructed over there and then separated into 16 different pieces and put into place over about a 3 or 4 month period 2 years ago. Actually, it's 2 years ago, almost to the day, that we started moving the first roof module over. And so in a period of about 4 months, we ended up with a new roof over the building, and it allowed the airport to stay functional and operational. We just wouldn't have been able to stick build a new roof over an operating airport while we're still trying to keep it open. So it was a great feat of engineering and ingenuity, really.
Talk about the use of wood products and kind of the theme with this. We did an interview last Friday, I think it was, with one of the folks from the Cow Creek Umpqua Tribe of Indians, talked about their role in it and some of the other tribes as well. How'd you make that decision?
Well, the architects really came to us with a number of different options, and we realized that this was an opportunity for us. This is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime chance to do something a little bit different, and we wanted to reflect the region that we live in, right? We're a natural resource state, and when you look at the value that the wood provides, certainly to the local community, and the environmental benefits to it, right, the carbon sequestration that happens with it. And so we got to the decision, let's explore the use of wood. That was just the start of it, though, and then how do you do it? Where do you source the wood from, and how do you get it? And that we just had great partners, our architect ZGF and Sustainable Northwest, who connected us to different landowners. And so for us, we looked at different alternatives from a sourcing perspective. And what we found was that there was an opportunity to use these small, sustainably managed forests from different landowners. And that's what connected us to the tribes. So the Cow Creek, the Coquel, the Yakima Nation, and others, to be able to source the wood from them. So everything's within about a 300-mile radius of the airport. And these landowners are trying to manage the land sustainably. And so it's good for water quality, fish habitat, and river quality as well. So all of that really just kind of played into this decision to use the wood. Let's do it sustainably, and let's connect it to the region. And that's the other piece that we did, was we asked the mills to track and trace it for us. So we know all the 14 different landowners and where their wood is used in that roof. And so we can connect the dots for them. And so it creates that, I think, hopefully that regional pride to say, hey, I worked on that. And here's where our piece of timber actually is up in that roof.
Wow. And I know the Cow Creek folks were very proud of that. Some of the comments I saw from some of the tribal leadership about the event that you had a week and a half or so ago. Pretty moving.
It was. It was a very sort of fulfilling event that we did. It was about a week and a half ago on the Monday night, and we had the four different tribes that had participated in that. And again, it's that connection to the region, and that's what we were trying to get. We know that this region loves the airport more so than probably most airports across the country. It's a little unusual, actually. I mean, we realize how much everybody loves the airport. So to create that connection to it and for folks to be able to see themselves in the airport, I think was just super rewarding. And obviously we felt that from all of the different participants, but the Cow Creek team for sure was pretty emotional in their remarks.
How many people were involved in this project when you take all the years and all the different skill sets, all the different professionals that had a role in this?
Well, we're estimating around 30,000 people have touched this project in some form since it got going, way back. And, it's hard to pick when did we actually start, but, we've estimated about 30,000 people have been involved in this project since its inception.
Wow. And it seems like it really stands out versus what you see at a lot of airports, which is another thing that's going to sort of put PDX even more so on the map.
I think so. And when we started this process, we did a lot of focus groups to say, hey, what do you like about the airport? If you could change something, what would it be? And what we heard through that process was, we love our airport. We want you to keep the things that we love, that what makes PDX different. And we've always been one of America's best airports. And so people said, let's make sure you keep those things. Make sure that it still stays warm. It reflects us. It's easy to get around. We like the local shops. But we know you have to grow. So keep all of that in place. And so that's what we tried to do, because what we wanted is that when you're in the Portland airport, you're in Portland. And it used to be people would look down and see the old retro carpet and take their foot selfies. And now I think we still have that carpet in spots throughout the airport. But now I think they're going to be looking up and taking a look at that ceiling and taking pictures there. And you just post that and say, guess where I am? And everybody's going to know you're in Portland. And that was one of the strong goals that we wanted to have when we were done with this.
You know, when I get to see the initial pictures, and I've lived in Portland years ago, but it made me want to just go book a flight somewhere. So I had to go through the airport.
So the funny thing is, we've had folks that have just come out just to see it. I've had several people say, I just had to come look at it and see it for myself, even though they weren't getting on a flight. And we've brought back some of our pre-security concessions, which is great. So you can actually still do some shopping. And there's two or three folks that are open that you can get food, Loyal Legion and Country Cat and Portland Coffee Roasters. So you can grab a cup of coffee and sit on the stairs and just kind of watch the airport. And there have been a lot of people that have just done that because they've seen the pictures and the media and such and wanted to come out and experience it for themselves. And I think that's going to continue, because it is something that you're just not seeing at any other airport really around the world.
Well, that's probably going to be what I'll do my next trip up to Portland, coming through for an event in a few weeks, if I get time to do that. Vince Granato, Chief Projects Officer at the Port of Portland. They oversee the Portland Airport, and he's been one of the leaders in working on this main terminal at PDX. Pretty fascinating story. Vince, thanks for being on with us.
My pleasure. And if you do make it up, let us know. We'd love to show you around.
All right, perfect. 8:41 at the Morning Report.